Hopefully it comes up. All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so please stand as we read the word of the Lord together. Ruth chapter 4. Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the close relative of whom Boaz spoke was passing by. So he said, "Turn aside, friend, sit down here." And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit down here." So they sat down. Then he said to the closest relative, "Naomi, who has come back from the land of Moab, has to sell the piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. So I thought to inform you, saying, buy it before those who are sitting here and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if not, tell me that I may know, for there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am after you." And he said, "I will redeem it." Then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also acquire Ruth, the Moabitess, the widow of the deceased, in order to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance." And the closest relative said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I jeopardize my own inheritance. Redeem it for yourself. You may have my redemption, for I cannot redeem it." Now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning the redemption and the exchange of land to confirm any matter. A man removed his sandal and gave it to another. And this was the manner of the attestation in Israel. So the closest relative said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself." And he removed his sandal. Then Boaz said to the elders and all the people, "You are witnesses today that I have bought from the hand of Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech and all that belonged to Chilion and Mahlon. Moreover, I have acquired Ruth the Moabitess, the widow of Mahlon, to be my wife in order to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance, so that the name of the deceased may not be cut off from his brothers or from the court of his birthplace. You are witnesses today." And all the people who were in the court and the elders said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, both of whom built the house of Israel. And may you achieve wealth in Ephrath and become famous in Bethlehem. Moreover, may your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, through the offspring which the Lord shall give you by this young woman." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her. And the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and may his name become famous in Israel. May he also be to you a restorer of life and a sustainer of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than 7 sons, has given birth to him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her lap and became his nurse. And the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." So they named him Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. To Perez was born Hezron, and to Hezron was born Ram, and to Ram Amminadab, and to Amminadab was born Nashon, and to Nashon Salmon, and to Salmon was born Boaz, and to Boaz Obed, and to Obed was born Jesse, and to Jesse David. Thus reads the word of God. You may be seated. Ruth 4:14. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and may his name become famous in Israel." We are now brought to a most wonderful declaration in the whole of the book of Ruth, and one of the great truths of the entire Bible. Naomi is blessed by the women with a proclamation that transcends the full measure of all the eternal ages of ages which God has created. While these women may have had only a very limited view of what they were saying, the reality is that not only Naomi, but everyone throughout the history of the creation of humanity has been so blessed by the awesomeness of the Lord God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. The reality is, sadly, that not everyone will call upon or accept the redemption that is so freely offered. But God stands throughout all the ages of ages as the Redeemer who, to all who will cry out to Him and ask for His forgiveness. His glorious work of salvation is lavished freely upon each one who so seeks to know Him in the joy and the grace and the mercy of His so great love. We have a Redeemer. We are all so blessed, and we know that His name is famous, not only in Israel, but throughout the whole creation of God. We can backtrack this so great blessing to the promise that the Lord made to Abram, soon to be called Abraham. Please turn in your Bibles to Genesis 12:1-3. Genesis 12:1-3. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." The Lord promised that through the lineage of Abraham would come upon all the families of the earth the blessing of the Lord. As we know, that blessing, that full and tremendous and miraculous blessing, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. In Him, all the families of the earth are blessed with the opportunity to find eternal salvation and adoption into the very family of God. Again, not everyone will acknowledge or accept this so tremendous and magnificent gift from their Creator, but He has made it freely available to all who will but call upon His name. He is the Redeemer, not just of Israel, but of all humanity. This gift of God's love could never be limited to just one nation, one race of people, one group of humanity. Jesus Christ's great work of redemption far exceeds any manner of restriction or constraint within the populace of this earth. As the Lord promised Abraham, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Accordingly, we come to the other great statement of the women in our morning's passage. Blessed is the Lord. We are to give the Lord all blessing and praise and adoration for this so great manifestation of His essence of love upon such as ourselves. He has done all the work. He has made the every provision. He has suffered the incomprehensible torment of death for the express purpose of loving you and me and all who will call upon His name for salvation. He is the Redeemer of mankind, and He deserves all glory and honor for all that He has given of Himself for this redemptive act of His boundless grace and His mercy. This was seen in the entire measure of the Lord's preparation for the birth of Christ. From Abraham through Isaac, God manifested the course of the lineage with the choice of Rebekah as Isaac's wife. The servant sent by Abraham to find this maiden trust God to guide him to the correct family and home. Once that was accomplished, he gave God the glory and the honor in worship and in thanksgiving as declared in Genesis 24, 26 and 27. Genesis 24, 26 and 27. Then bowed low and worshiped the Lord. And he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his loving kindness and his truth toward my master. As for me, the Lord has guided me in the way to the house of my master's brothers. For this simple yet very essential provision, the Lord was to be blessed with all honor and all adoration. There was earnest praise for all that God would bring forth from His guidance to the one He had chosen for Isaac, which would continue the divine plan of God's redemptive work. We then see the praise given by Leah as she bore the son through whom the lineage from Jacob would be continued toward the Christ. This is shown in even the name of Judah brought forth the manner in which Leah's heart was changed in focus from trying to please her husband to the point of her ascribing praise and worship unto God. Please turn in your Bibles to Genesis 29, 32 through 35. We want to read of the progression of the change in the heart of Leah, as well as the manner of the naming of the tribe of people from which Jesus would eventually be born. Genesis 29, 32 through 35. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and named him Reuben, for she said, Because the Lord has seen my affliction, surely now my husband will love me. Then she conceived again and bore a son, and said, Because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son also. So she named him Simeon. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, Now this time my husband will become attached to me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore he was named Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, This time I will praise the Lord. Therefore she named him Judah, Then she stopped bearing. Throughout the births of her other sons, Leah was trying to win the heart of Jacob, her husband. However, with the birth of Judah, there was only praise in her heart to the Lord. She was giving God the praise with no ulterior motive in place with regard to her status before her husband. What is most interesting is that the Lord chose this lineage through Judah to become the royal lineage, ushering in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Custom would have dictated the firstborn to be the primary and honored line of the family. However, the Lord made His choice in this lineage through the heart of the praise of Leah as a blessing to the entire family as God's own people. The psalmist picks up this theme of giving the Lord all blessing for what He has done, is doing, and will accomplish throughout history. We will consider but two passages this morning. Please open to Psalm 34, 1 through 3, as we bond our hearts together with the psalmist in giving all blessing and praise and glory and adoration to God as His chosen people. We are to be united in the manner and the reality that the Lord has joined us together to bring Him the worship that He alone deserves. Psalm 34, 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Then in Psalm 103, verses 1 through 13, we have the partial list of the reasons that we, His people, redeemed by the work of His hands, are to so constantly and fully and supremely bless God with every fiber of our being. We see how God has worked through the ages upon ages to manifest His all-sufficient grace and mercy upon those whom He has created. Psalm 103, 1 through 13. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. Pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. What a glorious presentation of who God, our Redeemer, is. How completely and fully and wholly is he to receive the glory and honor and blessing of those who know him and rejoice in his so awesome work. He manifests the complete essence of himself in his every dealing with his created people. We can each read this passage, and each one of us can give testimony to the every manner in which we have been the joyous recipients of this, his so great loving kindness and tender mercy. He has redeemed us, as so represented in the redemption of both Naomi and Ruth by Boaz. Therefore, Jehovah alone is worthy of all praise and worship and glory, as it will add to his blessing forever and forever. This is one of the great central themes of Ruth, this magnificently beloved book of the Bible. The prophet Isaiah then details the whole essence of the redemptive work of God on the behalf of his chosen people, which includes the Gentile nations, you and me. We can read of this in Isaiah 11, 1 through 10. The whole book of Isaiah is filled with the prophetic detailing of how God will save those whom he has called unto himself. This passage, however, is a most beloved one to keep at the central vision of our hearts and our minds. We find the promise of what Jesus will accomplish manifestly declared in the peace and the tranquility and the joy and the righteousness that will fill all of God's creation because of who he is and all that he has accomplished. Accordingly, it stirs within us the desire to more and more fully bless and honor the Lord, our Redeemer. And please note, as we read this passage together, that it is fully detailed that this one, the Christ, will come from the lineage as declared in Ruth, the root of Jesse, the father of David, and the grandson of Boaz and Ruth, the Moabitess. Isaiah 11, 1 through 10. Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, or make a decision by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the poor and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Also, righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them. Also, the cow and the bear will graze, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. And the nursing child will play by the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den. They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Then it will come about in that day that the nations will resort to the root of Jesse, who will stand as a signal for the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious. As mentioned, the entirety of this book of Isaiah details what the work of the Lord God Almighty will accomplish with respect to the full manifestation of his essence of love to those whom he has chosen as his own beloved people. We will close this morning with the direct prophecy concerning what needed to take place for this redemption to become our reality. This same root of Jesse would undergo the suffering and the death that was our portion due to our sin and our shame. He would lovingly take it all to the cross in order to become our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord, our everything. Please open 53rd chapter of Isaiah in order to bring our hearts to the place in which we offer God all blessing for what he suffered in our stead. He gave of himself in the manner which we may never fully understand, even with all the ages of eternal ages. All that the love of God did in the sending of the only begotten Son to this earth. All that endless mercy and lavish grace of God washing away our abject shame and revulsion of sin. All the death and the misery which he took upon himself with every vicious blow and violent lash of torment and torture and disfiguring physical assault upon his body. His perfect sacrifice of obedience and holiness by his heart of love and forgiveness. All of the awful cruelty and horrific abuse that he suffered to bring us into the righteousness of his everlasting love. He bore it all to redeem us. Isaiah 53. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth, like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off at the land of the living for the transgression of my people to whom the stroke was due? His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured himself out to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors. So be it. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and may his name become famous in Israel." Amen.